Daily Beast, Minnesota's 19% uncommitted spells trouble for Biden. By Paul Bois on March 7, 2024. A new op-ed from the Daily Beast discussed President Joe Biden's Super Tuesday performance and how the 19% in uncommitted voters in Minnesota could spell trouble come November. Why Minnesota's uncommitted vote is a real threat to Biden's re-election, headlined the article from J. Patrick Kulikin. Despite no money and a bare-bones, last-minute organization, the uncommitted line pulled nearly 19%. As progressive voters sought to send a message to Biden that he needs to change his policy toward Israel and its ongoing war in Gaza if he's to earn their vote, wrote Kulikin. Some Democrats, such as Minneapolis Democrat State Senator Omar Fateh, said that his uncommitted vote serves as a warning to the Biden administration that unless they are to take immediate and dramatic action to stop Israel from continuing the genocide, they cannot expect support of progressives. Much of the uncommitted votes in Minneapolis could be chalked down to Minnesota having a sizable Muslim population from its community of Somali Americans, a great deal of whom disapprove of his support for Israel in their war on Hamas in Gaza. But the president also has problems extended to white progressives, especially in the Twin Cities, according to Kulikin. As Minnesota reformers Chris Ingram reported Wednesday, uncommitted captured a majority in two state House districts in Minneapolis. It also won a plurality of votes in a third. In 15 additional districts, the campaign notched at least one quarter of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, vote. As many others have pointed out, Biden is boxed in. If he were to be perceived as abandoning Israel, he'd lose as much or even more support from crucial Jewish and pro-Israel voters. The final tally was about 46,000 votes for uncommitted, which is an ominous number because Donald Trump lost to Hillary Clinton by about 44,000 votes in 2016. I hope this serves as a wake-up call for the Biden folks, and that they make a decision to pour money and resources into the state, said Jim Manley, a Democrat operative in Minnesota. Beyond Minnesota, the state of Michigan also spelled trouble for Joe Biden on Tuesday night, with over 100,000 voters choosing uncommitted in a state that also has a sizable Muslim population in Dearborn. With 95% of the vote counted, Biden won the primary with 618,006 votes, which only adds up to 81.1% of the total vote, a terrible showing for an incumbent, Breitbart News reported. Those 100,995 uncommitted votes add up to 16% of Biden's total vote. In the upcoming presidential election, Biden cannot win this crucial swing state if 16%, or even 10%, of Democrats stay home. By comparison, only 33,383 Republicans voted uncommitted. That's only around 4% of Donald Trump's vote total of 756,636, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.